North Korea's defiant missile launch sheds light on intent for believers. A new religion law severely restricts diversity in Tajikistan. And a kids' ministry gets behind vacation with a purpose. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. While North Korea protests innocent motivation behind its long-range rocket launch, the people of North Korea are living a different story. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says the global public face is different from the one seen inside North Korea's walls.
From a report, field report from Open Doors, there's a warlike buildup by the government.
More than a defiant show of strength, though, the launch was a message.
I think it's a message sent out by their leader, Kim Jong-il, reports of him being sick. This is a signal that he is still in power, and I think it's a signal not only to the people outside of the country, but also to people inside of the country that nothing has changed.
Even though Christians have borne the weight of increasing persecution, the church is still growing. However, starvation and isolation is keeping the people docile. The last week in April is North Korea Freedom Week, a time to advocate for the believers living in these oppressive circumstances.
It's tougher for Christians there, because they meet in house churches and they're under more scrutiny.
Next, insurgencies in Sudan and Congo have led to the spread of diseases across the borders as people seek refuge from the fighting. The resulting meningitis outbreak in Uganda is now finally under control. The four compassion-assisted child development centers that were temporarily closed there have reopened and resumed regular activities. Please pray for continued protection and health for the children and their families. Also pray for wisdom for the staff as they act as the hands and feet of Christ in these areas. You're listening to Mission Network News. Forum 18 reports that Protestants in Tajikistan have until the end of this month to leave their church building. The report says authorities extended the eviction in lieu of Easter. Tajikistan's new religion law is highly restrictive, and only religions approved by the government are allowed to practice their faith. State officials say protests are pointless. Ask God to lift the religious restrictions in Tajikistan. Elsewhere in Nigeria, the love of Christ is reaching people through cows. An SIM missionary, whom we'll call Denise, is a veterinarian who vaccinates the cattle of the Fulani people. Afterwards, she sits and talks with the people that she helps, sharing as she can about Jesus.
In those cultures, it's a very natural thing to talk about God. And so we talk about what their feelings and understandings of who God is and what their needs are, and we get the opportunity to share of who Jesus Christ is.
As relationships continue, Denise is able to offer them advice, education, and discipleship service. Since many are hostile to Christianity in Nigeria, SIM offers special help to new Christians.
We take in those that have become new believers and their society has rejected them, and help them to get educated and move into society and move in as pastors or whatever. It's really quite a wonderful thing we have at our place.
The ministry plans to create a building for their discipleship center that you can get involved with. To find out more, visit our website. And Kids Alive International is giving away a free trip to the Dominican Republic. But why? Kids Alive President Al Lackey says,
really, it's getting this word out so that the church has a passion to reach these kids, not only from a physical and humanitarian side, but our desire and passion is that they become children of God.
The winners will get to see how Kids Alive lives out the call to help widows and orphans.
They're going to get a chance to see kids that have just been taken in and just rescued. They're going to get a chance to see kids that have been in the program for a while, and then they're going to get the special opportunity to meet the kids that have graduated and see the product of what the Western Church has done for that country.
The hope is that the trip will ignite passion for missions in the couple that goes and in all those who are applying. Keep listening to find out how you can apply. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to the Dominican Republic. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.